The most recent census confirms California's reputation as a haven for immigrants. Nearly 30% of California residents are foreign-born. That's 2.5 times higher than the national percentage. In California, the heavily immigrant workforce has given the labor movement new opportunities for organizing and growth. This is most apparent in Los Angeles, where unions have added 120,000 new members in just the past 3 years. That's turned into clout at City Hall. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
To be a union organizer, you need comfortable shoes, casual clothes, and a glove compartment stocked with enough personal grooming products to get you through the very long days. At least that's the impression Dawnette Modkins gives as she spends a hot afternoon contacting prospective union members one by one on behalf of Local 1877 of the Service Employees International Union.
Hey, is Candace in there? This is Dawnette.
Yes, she is.
Can you tell her I'm in the front and if she could come out before she takes off?
In the past, Modkins has successfully organized airport security screeners and baggage handlers. Now she's focused on security guards.
The minimum wage right now is like $6.75, and they don't have paid sick days. There is no full coverage, medical or dental or vision from these employers. No paid holidays. If you don't work it, you don't get it.
Modkins contacts one likely union prospect in the corner of an office building parking garage as if she were going to meet Deep Throat. A young man named Alvaro tells her the supervisors made the guards take off their union lapel buttons or face getting written up as bad workers.
If everybody keeps wearing that button and does not take it off, what can management do? That's how I think that you guys show them that you're going to continue to stand your ground.
Okay, so if they take, tell me to take it off and then they write me up for that or what? They can't do that, right?
Yeah, they can write you up. They can, it'll be illegal if they say that it's because it's a union button. And then your argument is that I'm being harassed for my union activity.
Most of the people Modkin speaks with on this day are Latino. The groups of workers organized in the past few years have largely been service employees, such as janitors and home health care aides. These occupations attract a high percentage of Latino immigrants. And reaching out to these workers, some of whom are not even citizens, is a total change in union policy, says political scientist Raphael Sonnenschein.
Historically, the labor movement had often been very hostile to immigration. In fact, a lot of the history of conflict in the working movement in the United States was between immigrant workers and established labor unions. It was a very historic thing that in Los Angeles, the labor movement turned toward immigrant workers and national labor. Began to think that Los Angeles maybe had the clue to reversing the long-term decline of labor membership.
The growth in union membership here has had an impact at the ballot box. According to recent LA Times exit polls, nearly a third of LA voters say they're members of a union family, and they do more than just vote, says Kent Wong, director of the UCLA Center for Labor Research and Education.
There's really no one else in the city that has the capacity that unions have to turn out literally thousands of volunteer troops for campaigns. And everybody recognized that, even their strongest opponents.
That explains the large number of pro-labor officials on the city council and representing Los Angeles in the State House and in Congress. Locally, the unions have used that leverage to push for labor-friendly legislation, most famously LA's Living Wage Ordinance, which says employers with city contracts have to pay their workers around $3 an hour above federal minimum wage. This law mostly benefits low-wage workers who aren't even in unions. Wong says it represents a new philosophy shared by many in organized labor here.
You have a very strong movement within key unions that embrace this whole notion of social movement unionism, that unions have to stand for more than just the bread and butter issues of their members, that they really need to link up with community organizations and religious groups and students to advance a more comprehensive social justice agenda.
One significant labor victory occurred 5 years ago when former Mayor Richard Reardon wanted to rewrite the city charter to make LA more friendly to business.
Reardon got elected on a platform of privatizing city services, forced us into a fight for our lives.
Julie Butcher is the general manager of Service Employees Local 347, which represents 9,000 LA city workers.
We think that Reardon attempted to change the city charter because he couldn't do what he wanted to do with the rules the way they were. it was very clear to us that he didn't change his mind on privatization. He lost.
He lost because union-backed candidates for the city charter committee beat the mayor's slate 2-1. As a result, the living wage and other labor protections are now enshrined in the city's constitution. But it's not that labor is so powerful. It's that there's no real political competition, says Joel Kotkin, a professor in the School of Public Policy at Pepperdine University. That's partly a result, he says, of the region now being dominated by small and medium-sized businesses.
Business is disorganized, weak. The Chamber of Commerce, for instance, which is trying to revive itself now, is much weaker than the AFL-CIO in terms of its ability to influence elections. And so the problem is that you have organized labor with a predominant force, and business, the other side, which you'd like to see as sort of at least an equal, is really pretty hapless.
And right now, LA labor unions are gearing up for another campaign, this one to keep intact the city of LA they've helped to shape. In November, LA voters will decide whether the San Fernando Valley, one-third of the city, should be allowed to secede. The first big rally to oppose secession was organized by the County Federation of Labor, which plans to spend $1 million to defeat the measure.
Good morning. Buenos días.
Miguel Contreras, head of the County Federation of Labor, reminded the crowd that union workers have a lot to lose if the city comes apart.
And we got to stick together to ensure that all that legislation we worked so hard for stays in place. The idea of living wage ordinances, of rent control, of anti-discrimination ordinances. We're not going to allow them to say that our police and firemen are going to have less of a pension.
Police and firemen and some of the older, more traditional trade unions have not always joined forces with the new, more socially active, more Latino union movement. Organized labor has often split over which candidates to support, which initiatives to back. Still, with so much at stake in keeping L.A. whole, people of every ethnicity and occupation joined hands and took up the chant, Si se puede, yes, it can be done. Once identified with the farm workers' movement, now it seems the universal slogan of labor in L.A. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.